Matthew Schneider and T.J. Buchholz went to Frankenmuth High School together in the late 1980s. Schneider is the man CMU hired to investigate the university's ties to Buchholz's consulting firm, where CMU interns and recent graduates allege he sexually harassed them. Tess Franke interned at Buchholz's firm in 2016, and she says she was brushed off by her CMU advisor when she tried to tell him about the toxic work environment. She is not impressed by the connection between Schneider and Buchholz.
Oh my God, it's just laughable at some point.
Franke works in public relations now, and she says even if Schneider performs an impartial investigation, the university should have thought about the perception his appointment would bring.
I have looked through a lot of these situations as a PR practitioner, you know. How did they not think of how this might look?
Attorney David Middleman represented more than 100 women who were sexually abused by former Michigan State University sports doctor Larry Nassar. Middleman says the appearance of impartiality is everything in investigations like this, and CMU could have chosen from many potential investigators who have no connection to Buchholz.
To me, it's a no-brainer. There are probably hundreds, maybe thousands, of other people that could do this.
CMU says appearing in a yearbook together does not create a conflict of interest, and Schneider is the best choice for the job because of his unquestioned ethics and deep experience with investigations. Brett Dahlberg, WCMU News.